This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Just Try It. My name is Scott Whatley. We are glad you are with us. Our show is brought to you by E-Bike of Colorado, the largest independently owned e-bike dealer in the state. Randy Crancy, always good to have you with us, my friend. What's going on?
Not too much, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Beautiful, beautiful weather. Sun. Great time for bike riding.
Absolutely.
For sure. Hey, I saw a report this morning on the news. You know, we've been talking these last few weeks about e-biking responsibly and, you know, all the accidents and all. And I'll have to look it up and I'll send it to you, but I can't remember what channel, so I don't want to say it wrong. But one of them said, look, and they made a distinction. We are not talking about your regular e-bikes. We are talking about a different product, you know, and I'll let you go through maybe some of those technical differences. But I was glad to hear them say, we're not talking about just regular e-bikes here.
Yeah, and that's important, and I'm glad that this must have been a media thing that you were talking about.
Yeah, it was on morning news, yeah.
Because they do get this mixed up. These are not e-bikes. An e-bike, a true e-bike, has to have pedals, can't be more than a 750-watt motor.
Right.
Can't go over 28 miles an hour. That's a Class 3. I mean, the bikes that these people are talking about, they actually, let me back up on that just a second. Because sometimes people can hack into that computer, that module that's on the bike, and create a bike that goes more than 28 miles an hour with the throttle. There's not a, to be legal, there's not one bike out there that the throttle goes over 20 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. Legal. And like I say, these, you know, shoot, these are computers. These folks know how to hack in there and you know, do whatever they do to make the computer, it's a hack.
Right.
So we've seen people get them up to 45, 50 miles an hour. You know, and in the beginning, when we were first in the business, we figured it out. And people would come in and they'd ask us, and we said, we absolutely don't support it, and we won't even go there to talk about it or show you how to do it. It's sure. not in our thing.
And you know, Scott, you can do this with
9 years.
Yeah, we can do this a lot of things. You know, you can do this with vehicles, you know, to be honest, you can do it with gun. I mean, there's just about everything in the world that's got any kind of computer type deal. You know, there's chips you can put in trucks to make them faster, you know, whatever, get better gas mileage.
Yeah.
I mean, you can trick out about anything you want.
Exactly. And so, like I said, we started 9 years ago when we started this company. Well, it'll be 9 years July 1st, but we were very strong about this because I used to say in our early shows, we would say, we don't want them to go over. We don't want them to break the rules that the federal government, the state, local governments have set up, because then we're going to end up having to get more laws made and whatever. Scott, it's not a hard prediction. I don't think I'm some kind of psychic, but that's exactly what's happening now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the handwriting's on the wall with anything, right? So it's a shame that this has gone there, but I knew it was coming. It's just the way it is. It's just the way people are.
I know.
And so we pride ourselves on the fact that we do run that in a full legitimate organization. I mean, we won't even work on e-moto bikes. We just won't.
Okay, so that's the term e-moto, right?
Yeah, and they, you know, e-motorcycle, but you see a lot of the e-motos. You know, people call them mopeds. People call them all kinds of different things. But a true e-bike pedals has to have operable pedals. when you pedal that bike, no matter what class it is, it has to engage a motor. Well, it can. It can engage a motor, okay? Mm-hmm. You can turn it off and then pedal that bike on its own power, you know, on your own power.
Sure.
Not just turn the whole thing up. And then the e-bike, with all of that I just said, with a throttle, is governed at 20 miles an hour. You're not, it will not go over 20 miles an hour if you throttle it or boost it or whatever people refer to it as.
Right.
So.
And Randy, I've seen a lot of scooters, you know, just the flat board, skateboard type style scooters that these people are, that these kids are on mainly. And I mean, they're flying on those suckers.
I know. And there's this thing called a one wheel.
Is that what it is?
I've never been on one. Well, there's scooters too, but this one wheel, it's a big wheel right in the center of a skateboard type of thing. And they put their feet, the feet straddle the wheel. And it's probably 5 or 6 inches wide.
Okay.
It's not real tall. Probably maybe say it's a diameter of 7 or 8 inches, okay? And these people ride them. The guys that are on them, some of them are very, very good on it. But those things go like craziness. And you see them going right down the middle of the street,
mm-hmm.
You know? We don't see, I don't personally see that many on the trails.
Right. No. I see them on the streets, yeah.
On the streets. And once again, you know, these kids, and it's not all kids, but it's a lot of times it's the kids. They're wheeling these bikes. They do wheelies, and they just, they're talented. They can ride that wheelie for a long ways. And yet they're extremely dangerous what they're doing.
Right. Randy Kranci is with us. He is the owner of eBike of Colorado. I'm telling you, folks, you got to get out there. They are open 10 to 7, 7 days a week for your convenience. And, Randy, I actually had a guy. We were out of town last week and met some folks from Colorado. And as luck would have it, a gentleman listens to KLZ 560 and complimented our shows. And I go, he goes, "So you're Scott White?" And I was like, "Yeah." Kind of made me feel like a celebrity for 2 seconds anyway. And I said, "So what shows do you listen to?" And he goes, "Oh, I listen to your sportsman show and Haystack. And, you know, I listen to several others, on KLZ. We just like the station and type of formats you guys run and all that kind of thing." He goes, "You know, I really like your segment with your e-bike guy." And I said, "Really?" I said, "Do you have e-bikes?" He goes, "No." He goes, "But we do want to come out there and see." But the point I'm getting to, he said this. He goes, "You know, I've never heard any business on your show where a guy talks about his staff as much as he does." He said, and I'm glad I just remember this. He goes, "Ask him what the secret is." He goes, "I'm in business. Man, I struggle to find employees and good employees that care about the business. What's been his secret to finding the type of staff that he has?" Because he goes, "You guys hardly go a show where you don't mention them." So that told me he listens a lot, you know, and everything. But he said, "What's his secret?" So a little bit off of trying to sell e-bikes here, but any secret you want to share to any business owners out there today?
Well, you know, Scott, that it's interesting because he recognizes the employees are hard to find. Good employees are hard to find. And it seems like it's getting harder and harder in today's world. We pay our employees well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
As a business owner, I take very little, if any, money out of this company. And I did do that specifically because when I ever start a business, I always work towards long-term with the company. So I want the company to grow. I want it to be profitable and all of those things. And I get the benefits of owning a business.
Sure.
And, you know, some tax benefits and things of that nature. So, but I don't necessarily take a salary out of that business and never have it. None of my companies, none of them. I've always had other sources of income. So
mm-hmm.
That's a little bit off the subject of employees, but it does help me, be able to pay my employees a little bit more. He's probably listening right now. I hope he is anyway.
Yeah.
And And the other thing that we do is, in our case, because it's a retail store, I don't know what kind of business he's in, we don't commission our people. Now, I'll expand on this a little bit. We give them more of the term is profit sharing, but they get paid off of the gross sales of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And that commission, because it is a commission, it gets put into a big pool. We have it very structured very, very well. And it's one of those things that you have to work so many hours to participate in that. You have to be a full-time employee to participate in that. And I guess that's the hours that you work. There's some criteria there. Maybe we should have a show on that one day, or maybe we should do a podcast on that. Show people how to commission their people, because it's a team. And if you don't have that team, I mean, you've been into car dealerships, Scott, we all have, probably most everybody listening to the show, you go in and you feel like they're desperate. Like if they don't get that sale, that's their last chance.
Right.
And, you know, we know this. And a lot of times that is our last chance. Like, their management puts so much pressure on their people to sell. This is an interesting conversation that we're having today because we talked about pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as an employee or a salesperson, nobody wants to have that pressure on themselves. You better get the sale or, you know, you're docked, or there's some consequence. That's an ultimatum. Ultimatums don't work in anybody's life on anything, in my opinion. That's my opinion.
Right.
So we were talking about this today, and we were talking about closure rates and, you know, conversion. People that came in to test ride, did they convert to a purchase? Of course, this is what we talk about in staff meetings, because sometimes salespeople get, I just can't seem to close the deal. But I look over here and this salesperson closes them all the time. And I said, so don't misunderstand pressure and asking for the sale. You don't pressure somebody to buy the bike, but it's okay to ask them for the sale. If you don't ask them for the sale,
sure.
The worst thing they'll say to you is, I'm just not ready yet.
Mm-hmm.
Or I need to check out a couple of other places, or whatever their reasons are, you know, got to get permission from my wife, or I got to get permission from my husband, whatever those reasons are. And because an employee doesn't feel that, I believe that they pick a company to work for because of things like that. There's other things too. How well do you treat your employees? You know,
sure.
when they're working their tails off and it's been, you know, they have gone nonstop. It's like pizza's coming, you know, in 20 minutes. You guys haven't had a chance to even eat a sandwich today, you know, or anything. So I ordered pizzas in. We treat our employees very, very well. We mm-hmm. also give them the opportunity to voice what they would like to see the company do. We do not run our company by committee. That's not, you'll never have a successful business. But we do listen to them. They're in the trenches. They're dealing with that clientele every day differently than management does. Now, our managers are very, very hands-on, as you know, and we're not a large company, but so they see the trenches and all of that, but they can't be there all the hours that were opened.
Sure.
So, you know, maybe an employee will say, hey, I think if we did this way, and we put it up for discussion, and we go, yeah, it may come back modified a little bit. But, and we never ever allow an employee to go off of policy or change policy or just do their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
We've had that.
What I pick up from that, what you just said, though, I think too many bosses, owners don't listen to employees. whether you do something that they suggest or not. And I've told this to, man, Jake Jabs when I was with Jake at American Furniture Warehouse. You know, I said, hey, look, I'm going to bring things up. I see if you do something about it, fine. If not, when I walk out of here, I'm forgetting it because I feel like I've done what I told you. You know, I needed to tell you, and it's up to you. You know, it's your business. So just giving them an ear to listen to, I think it's important too.
Well, and I think that any business owner that, I mean, egos are egos, right? Some people can't get past that. I walk in, I'm kind of stealth, you know. I don't want people to, oh, there's the owner, you know, he's just walked in the door, and I don't want that. I'm just a regular guy, and I want to be treated like a regular guy, and I want to treat people like regular people. We're very respectful of our employees' time and efforts that they put forward. You know, here's what happened. They closed several sales this past week after 6:30 in the evening.
Hmm.
We talked about that today a little bit in our staff meeting. We debriefed that a little bit and said, part of the reason that I think we closed those sales is, first and foremost, there aren't very many people that are open 10 to 7, 7 days a week.
Yep.
And so, and then those people, our employees are saying, are you ready to do this? And they go, yeah, but let us come back tomorrow and, you know, or the next day. No, go ahead and write the sale now. Those, all of our employees know that they'll stay after if they have to. And it's the other part that's good is that, you know, the staff is, there's usually three past 5 o'clock, three salespeople, not always, but, you know, and they'll say, hey, it's your anniversary, go home, I'll write this up. These folks don't mind if it takes me a little longer, you know, because I've got another person out on a test ride or something.
Right.
But go home and, you know, enjoy your time with your, you know, your wife, your family, whatever. Whatever the reasons are, we're highly respectful of that. And in return, they respect us.
Sure.
And so I guess that, and I'm sure this gentleman has heard us say over and over again, the real asset of any business, any company, isn't the building, isn't the inventory, isn't the tools, isn't whatever you service that you sell or provide. It's always the people.
Right.
The people are the asset.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, I'm a strong believer in that.
Sure. And last thing on this, and we'll move on. And like I say, I just wanted to answer the guy's question. I appreciate him listening. And, but is to, you know, I think a lot of stores, and it's just a business tip again from my point of view, is if you're open to 7, everything should remain open until 7. You know, I mean, you've been in stores, Randy, where they're vacuuming around you, they're packing up stuff at 6:30, you know, and so you feel uncomfortable if you walk in the door at 6:30. And I realize most employees are looking at people like, dude, you've had all day, and now you're walking in here. That's the way most employees feel, you know. And I've been there in my retail life, certainly, and I'd be lying if I didn't say that. But I think that's one good thing, too. I mean, your guys aren't moving in bikes at, you know, 6:15. So right when the clock hits 7, they can jump in their vehicles. You know what I mean? And so I think that's a crucial point, too. You guys make people feel welcome from when the door opens at 10 to when you do actually close it at 7, you know?
Sure, sure. And that's, you know, your point at vacuuming, for instance, you know. And sure, sometimes we'll be vacuuming, you know, at 6:30. But somebody walks through that door, that vacuum gets put away immediately.
Right. Yeah, you're not, excuse me, let me vacuum around you.
Nope, it's not. We want to give that customer the full attention. And once again, you know, Scott, I guess if you really think about it, people want to be treated like they want to be treated well, right? And therefore, treat people the way you want to be treated. And that's my philosophy.
Right. Because you know what? We're all busy. And, man, when I go in a store, you know, I'm running. I want to find out what I need, get somebody that's experienced with some knowledge to help me so I can get out of there, you know. So, anyway, eBike of Colorado has great employees, and they are all ready to help you. A real team effort. You'll never feel like you're waiting on somebody's customer that they talked to you yesterday, all that kind of garbage. I mean, they are a team. They are team players there. I'll put it that way. From our bike mechanics to the sales manager. I'm telling you, everybody is on the same team there at E-Bike of Colorado. All right, well, Randy, let's talk a little e-bikes here in our remaining 6-7 minutes here. Tell us what's going on. Getting kind of special deals going on. What's happening?
Well, you know, Scott, we're still running the additional 250 or 225 off. Excuse me, I misspoke. But the 225 off. So the state puts their rebate out for 225. We're still matching that 225. That's out of pocket from eBike of Colorado. That's strictly on us. There's a manufacturer right now that's running a $200 special. But, we're doing that all the time on all of our models, not on selected few models. So, and brands. Mm-hmm. This is a single brand that's doing this. But we just decided to do this, and it's a test for us, and I think it's doing well.
I think you guys, if I remember right, after the first year, you were kind of having a team getaway a little bit, and that came up. I don't know who brought it up, but I mean, man, that was very smart on your part. Is it costing you? Yeah, but I believe it's also bringing you some customers to think, man, they're stepping up and doing this.
Yeah, and so once again, you know, we go through this. You hear me talk about this. I'm a long-term thinker. All my companies have always been that way. Anything that I've ever, you know, started or actually taken over on companies, we're not in this for the short haul. Mm-hmm. You know, heck, our electrical contracting business ran for 47 years, Scott. My dad started.
Yeah.
So I had some pretty good upbringing that way, and that's how I want it to be. So the specials that you asked about, you know, check the website. There's some really, really sweet deals on there. And all cargo bikes have just, that's something that the team really wanted to pursue because of the younger generation, I guess. The young moms, the young dads, we call it now the cargo corral. You know why they're calling it corral. and there's a very, very nice selection of cargo bikes in there. But then there's a great selection across the board for other bikes as well. So.
Sure. Our biggest encouragement we'll spend our last 2 or 3 minutes on is this. Just try it. Randy, brilliant, brilliant tagline. And I believe from what you've told me, that was kind of day one, not when we started this show, but that's something you always thought of, that phrase.
You know, Scott, actually, I Just Try It came before I ever had the name E-Bike of Colorado.
Oh, okay.
I thought, what's the best way to do a bike? And I came up with all these little clever names. You know, I'm Italian, so I was going to try to use an Italian name, all this stuff. And I started thinking about it probably middle of the night. One night I woke up and I went, what better name, in my opinion, would be E-Bike of Colorado?
Mm-hmm.
And it says it. My wife did say in the beginning, she said, you need to say electric bicycles. And I said, Barb, this e-bike thing is going to take off. It just is. And people are going to, you know, they talk about the iPhone, you know. And people know what an iPhone is. And
right.
I said, you'll be surprised. In 10 years, Barb, you'll understand what I'm talking about. And she kind of laughs now. She goes, nobody calls it an electric bicycle. Call it an e-bike.
Now, most time Barb is right. I got to hand her that. Most time she's right.
Maybe.
Yeah. But you want on that one for sure.
Yeah. Well, she's just trying to help, you know. She's just trying to make it. Is even though she told me I'm not working 1 hour in that company a year, now she's so invested in it. It's just the way it goes.
Right.
It's great.
Anything on the calendar for group rides, or should folks just pay attention to your social media for any updates there?
Yeah, social media. We actually had to put some of the group rides on hold for right now, just because of one of the gentlemen that was leading that up. He actually was hiking, and he fell pretty hard.
Oh, no.
And he's still in some recovery rehab situation.
Okay.
And, you know, that takes away from our staff.
Sure.
So you get short-staffed, and then, you know, it just doesn't. So all in all, we would love to be able to do it, but right now we just have it on a pause. We'll put it
right,
that way.
Right. Now, we did mention today the fantastic bike mechanics they have at eBike of Colorado. So, Randy, I got about 60 seconds. Fill us in there, what all you guys can offer there.
You know, it's amazing because we can service all bicycle parts, okay, whether it's an e-bike or just a standard acoustic bike is what we call them. And then we service electric bikes. There's certain brands we will not service the electrical components on just because we can't get the parts.
Mm-hmm.
And we just don't want to take on the risk and the liability, because there are some pretty inexpensive e-bikes out there that people can buy online. They can buy them direct, but they can't get them serviced. And there's a reason for that, Scott. They can't get them serviced because nobody really wants to service them. Something go wrong with that bike, something happens, catastrophe of sorts, whoever touched that bike last, that's where the insurance company's coming to look for.
Sure.
What did you do wrong, you know?
Yep.
So that's why. But our service techs are great. I think we're adding another one maybe the beginning of next week.
Okay.
So we're always on the hunt. You know, we're always expanding that process. Our sales and service,
right,
and warehouse. Our warehouse is busy.
I know, man. You've got it all going over there at eBike of Colorado, 544 Front Street, downtown Louisville. Again, Monday through Sunday, 10 to 7. When you go in, let them know you heard them here on Just Try It, and we'd appreciate that as well. Randy, our time goes quickly, man. But thank you for yours, sir. And we'll look forward to our conversation next week. All right. That's Randy Carranzi, eBike of Colorado. Hey, get by and see him. Get on that trail system right there and feel like a kid again. We'll be back with more right after this.
How much do you need to lower your monthly mortgage payment? $200, $300, $400 or more? As rates decline, take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Over 24 years of saving Coloradans money. Low rates, lower payments, less costs. What makes us different is we listen. As an independent mortgage broker, we shop the top lenders to save you the most. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Want to purchase your next home? You can't qualify unless you sell your current home? Let us show you how to get the down payment out of your current home, qualify for the new one, and then sell yours for the most. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. So you want to buy a home. Let us show you loans that can save you money, low down payment, first-time home buyer specials, fixed rates in the fours with buy-downs. Call for details, 720-895-0500, or apply now at AIMortgage.net. That's Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. Regulated by DORA, NMLS, 217-147, Equal Credit Lender.
Looking for great deals on hunting, fishing, camping, or shooting gear? Then make your next stop the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and listen, whether you're buying or selling, you'll find quality new and pre-owned outdoor gear for hunting, fishing, and camping at prices that you won't believe. From firearms and optics to fishing tackle, camping gear, and more, there's always something new to discover. Stop by the Outdoorsman's Attic and see why Colorado sportsmen keep coming back. Tell Billy Scott sent you, and you'll get the Sportsman of Colorado Radio discount on all hunting and fishing gear, excluding firearms. Colorado's largest consignment store for the outdoors. It's the Outdoorsman's Attic, where the outdoors begins and the adventure continues.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you've been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people view the evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one who's hurt, you have a good idea of what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals whom you don't know and were witnesses to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886.
Need new glasses fast? With Stack Optical's on-site lab, you'll get your prescription glasses in just 3 to 4 days. No long wait times. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I've trusted my eye care to Allen Stack and Stack Optical for the last 15 years. Eye exams are only $69, and that should be a part of your physical checkups each year. For over 50 years, Denver has trusted this family-owned boutique eye care center for premium vision care, custom eyewear, and expert repairs. See the Stack Optical difference today. Call 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578 and tell them Scott sent you. Stack Optical. Since 1968, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
This is KLZ 560, your home station.
Welcome to Listen Up. My name is Scott Watley. We are glad you are with us. Our show is brought to you by Custom Ear Solutions. Dr. Melissa Fling is our exclusive audiologist for Haystack Help Radio and our Sportsman of Colorado Radio, which you can hear on Saturdays here on KLZ 560 from 1 to 2 p.m. Dr. Fling, always good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
How's the protecting hearing world going?
It's going good. I always say this. It's growing. It's slowly growing. I'm getting more and more people, but it is true. I've had quite a few people lately come to me for hearing protection. So that's awesome. Exciting. Yeah, people getting excited about custom.
What does it seem to make them finally do it? To make the decision to come in?
Well, that's a good question, and I don't know the answer to it because I'm not really involved in that. I just know when they come to me. Mm-hmm. But what some of them say is for years they've been using hearing protection inconsistently. They've tried a lot of different types. You know, I've heard of the loops, foam, earmuffs, all these different ones. Some they've tried kind of, lower quality filtered earplugs that are on Amazon or something. So there's a lot of that. Like, I've tried all these different ones. They just don't quite ever fit right. They cause soreness after a couple hours, or they fall out, or I don't feel like the hearing protection is good enough, or the fidelity of music at concerts is not good enough. So I think that's a big part of it, is they've just tried so many other things first, mm-hmm. none of which work that well. And so they finally consider custom. And this is usually years of trying other things before they finally go, okay, I'm just going to spend the money and get custom. And they've probably spent more money
on all the garbage they bought. Yeah.
Than they do with me the one time. And it'll last them years. So yeah, that's the story that I hear pretty mm-hmm. often.
Buy once, cry once. That's my saying. Okay?
I love that line.
But you know what? It's not like these things are $800.
Right, yeah.
And that's what I try to tell people. You go up to anyone that, didn't have some kind of birth thing going on, but have lost their hearing throughout their life, they would gladly write you a check for probably $8,000. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To protect their hearing.
Yeah.
I mean, so when you're looking at, on the low end, what, how much?
Oh, for a pair of plugs?
Yeah, a pair of plugs.
Oh, $150.
Yeah, $150.
All right. Yeah.
Up to, and if you get into some electronics, those can get into several hundred dollars. But
right,
I mean,
right.
Other than that, $150 to $300 range, $400 range, and
right.
get a couple sets of different things.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That last you for years,
yeah.
that are comfortable, that you want to wear, that you look forward to wearing, that are easy to wear. It's worth it. And for all of the people that I've heard over the years tell me, and you've said the same thing, I wish I had known mm-hmm. about this years ago. Just start early with it, and then you won't you won't have to have that feeling of regret about it, you know. Right. And really, I mean, really where this needs to start, because by the time people are in their adulthood, it's harder to change, to convince them to change their behavior, right? So right. I'm not really trying to force that on anyone. Like I said, if they're ready for it, then they'll come to me. But where it really needs to start is with the kids. The kids have to be educated about this very early. The ones that are doing shooting, the musicians, they don't know anything about it. The musicians in particular, and even once they get into adulthood, they still don't know anything about hearing protection, in-ear monitors, getting their hearing tested, their range of hearing. I mean, it's shocking. Like last summer I had the opportunity to go meet a band at Red Rocks to do ear impressions on them because they needed new in-ear monitors. And I was just trying to educate them as much as I could, as quickly as I could, right? Because I was kind of just like backstage with them before the show. It's like I got to educate as much as I can before they go out. And just talking to them and asking them questions, they don't know anything. I was so...
It was guys, right?
Well, no, it was women,
I started
too.
Because guys I could get. What?
Yeah, women too. That was so... One, exciting to me because there is a lot of need for what we do as audiologists, but two, just so surprising that they'd reach that level of professionalism. They're playing sold out shows at Red Rocks and they don't know about how to take care of their hearing.
Right.
So there's such a huge, huge need for it. And then, you know, custom is kind of the extra cherry on top, you know, the fitting of that. But just the information alone is there's such a lack of awareness around it.
Again, it's Custom Ear Solutions, 720-839-7705. When you call, I don't know, you heard her here on KLZ 560, and we'd appreciate that as well. All right, hearing test, we always want to stress that. Tell us a little bit about those.
Yeah. So I'll do a full comprehensive, we call it comprehensive or a diagnostic hearing evaluation, which includes, you know, speech testing, pure tone testing, and, the pure tone testing, includes extended high frequency testing. So usually in a hearing test, like some of the basics, we're trying to see what's the softest level that you can understand speech. How do you understand speech at conversational level in quiet? How do you understand speech at conversational level in background noise? What is the softest beep that you can hear at pretty much the entire range of human hearing? You know, that will help us know where, if you have hearing loss in certain areas, typically it's in the high frequency range. That's common with aging and noise exposure. And then we can do extended high frequency testing too. So humans, just a quick review of this, humans can hear from 20 hertz to 20,000 hertz. That is our range of hearing, which is a pretty big range of hearing. That will allow us to hear, you know, all of our speech sounds that we make and beyond that. A standard hearing test only evaluates your hearing sensitivity between 250 hertz and 8,000 hertz. So we're not testing anything above 8,000 hertz, even though we can hear up to 20,000 hertz. So I have found in my clinical practice over the past 4 years or so, in doing extended high frequency testing where I go above 8,000 hertz up to about 18,000 hertz, there are patterns of hearing loss that are revealed when you test that range, whereas they might show normal hearing in the standard range. So these are people with, you know, it's been called hidden hearing loss. They'll go see an audiologist, say, my ears are ringing, I'm having trouble understanding in restaurants, I have to turn the TV up. And they test their hearing and they say, well, it's normal because it is at the standard range. But what we're missing is their hearing sensitivity in the extended high frequency range. And it's likely that if they have symptoms like that, they have hearing loss in that range and we're just completely missing it. So that is something that I'm really passionate about and that is unique that I offer because it's still, sadly, it's still not standard practice, although it should be. So that's something that I offer that not everyone does, and it can really give us interesting information about why you might have the symptoms that you have, even though you show normal hearing at the standard hearing range, wow. standard test range, I should say.
Right. What role does our brain kind of play with our hearing?
Yeah, well, pretty much the... Okay, so you can think of the hearing organ as the kind of like the receiver of the information. The organs are sensitive to receive sound information. Then they turn that information, which would be like acoustic or physical information, into neurochemical information, which is then, you know, sent up through the hearing nerve to the brain. And the brain is essentially where everything is interpreted. Mm-hmm. So you could have totally normal, functional hearing sensory organs. But if you've had a traumatic brain injury or a history of brain surgery, or if you have a tumor in your brain somewhere, that will potentially affect the way things are interpreted. And we would call that a central auditory nervous system disorder, which okay. is different from the hearing organ. So the brain is responsible for interpreting everything. Our entire body is made up of sensory organs. You know, we're constantly collecting information from the environment. Mm-hmm. It goes up to the brain. We interpret it so we know what the heck's going on in the world. You know?
Well, now at least I know my problem.
Yeah. So the brain is responsible for interpretation of all sound information, and right. then we know what to do with it.
And it's a fact, I think you would agree, that people that have any kind of cognitive decline mm-hmm. and suffer with some hearing loss too, I mean, that's a yeah. bad combination, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because when they start shutting down a little bit and maybe mm-hmm. isolating themselves, it just gets worse.
Right. Yeah, because, you know, socialization in humans is so important. It's if we don't have community, or, you know, have any kind of just feeling of connection with other people, mm-hmm. It's just not good for our health. It does a lot. It causes more stress, isolation, depression. Right. And with all of those things, you know, there are things happening in the brain that cause those mm-hmm. feelings to happen. And it's just not healthy. So with hearing loss, it's a very common pattern for people that develop hearing loss because they start feeling like they don't hear or understand at social events or in group conversation or restaurants. They slowly, because they get so frustrated at having to ask people to repeat themselves, the first thing usually is they stop asking for repetition and they just start bluffing, pretending like they know what was said. You know, they'll chuckle right. or they'll nod their head. Then they get tired of even that because they just don't know what's going on. So they stop going. So now they're not even going to social events anymore, and they're slowly self-isolating mm-hmm. because of the effect of the hearing loss, which then leads to depression and all sure. the other brain stuff you were just talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
Tinnitus real quick.
Yeah.
We don't have time to get into a lot, but man, I wish they could come up with an answer for that.
I know.
It is such a bummer. We're sitting in this studio, it's as quiet to you as can be, and I hear this high-pitched tone 24/7 mm-hmm. in my life. Mm-hmm. I hate
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it presents itself in different ways to people. I've had one buddy say, you know what a locust is? He said, hey, it's like roaring, 1,000 locusts in his head.
Yeah.
I heard others say like a dull roar. Mine's yep. a high-pitched squeal, like you're trying to get something right on an amplifier, you know, with a sound.
Yeah, and you have it constantly.
Constantly.
Nonstop. I have had periods in my life where I've had temporary tinnitus. Sometimes I knew what it was from, like leaving a concert and my ears were just, you know, and then I wake up the next day and it's gone. Or I've had a couple days I remember like 15 years ago, and I still remember it because it was the strangest sound. It sounded like water running through a pipe, like a pipe that was rattling. That's what I was hearing in my ears, and I was thinking, what's going on here? Right. And eventually it resolved. But, you know, the body does weird random things like that. Who knows what caused that? But and I probably would have constant tinnitus had I not started protecting my hearing pretty early, going mm-hmm. to concerts, because I was learning all about this stuff, you sure. know? So I started being cautious about it at a younger age than most, and I'm also sensitive to loud sound. So that motivates me to want to protect my hearing more. But you know, even with age, a lot of people will just have a sudden onset of tinnitus and they don't know what caused it. Wasn't mm-hmm. noise, it's just age, just the body aging, and now they have ringing in their ears. So, you know, it probably happens to most people at some point, even if it's not from noise.
Right.
You know, my mom has it now. She didn't used to have it 5 years ago.
Hmm.
And we have some ideas about what caused it, but we don't know for sure. So, yeah, it's just, it's so common. And the research that's coming out is really compelling. We're learning more about it faster than we ever have before. We still don't have a cure for it yet, but the understanding of it is really developing much faster than in the past because the technology that we have to study it now.
Well, if anything ever comes out for somebody to try,
you'll be the first to know.
If it's a shock collar, I don't care. I'll wear whatever they want.
Yeah, and trust me, it would be world news immediately. Oh, you know, absolutely. Everybody would know about it. Yeah.
Well, Dr. Fling, thank you.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure to have you on. It is Custom Ear Solutions, 720-839-7705. Get in, get a hearing exam, get by, look at her whole lineup there of Custom Ear Solutions, and I promise you, she'll make your hearing last longer. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We've got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Riding an e-bike will make you feel like a kid again. Just try it. Hi, I'm Randy Kranzi, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are a fun way to ride the trails. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. We have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Come take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
With the weather heating up and summer plans in place, make sure your pets are ready for the season too with the caring team at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and whether it's for a checkup, vaccinations, parasite prevention, allergy care, dental services, or surgical needs, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is ready to help your pets stay healthy and active all summer long. Planning a vacation? Their professional boarding services make it easy, and you'll know your pets are being cared for by people you can trust. And if your dog or cat needs a little freshening up, their professional groomers will help your pet look and feel its very best. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, no matter what your pet needs, they've got you covered. Privately owned for 25 years, they are certified by the American Animal Hospital Association with its highest rankings and hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call today, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050 to schedule your pet's next visit. Check out their website at LoneTreeVet.com. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. It's the place where my pets go.
This is 560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for being with us. Always good to have Alan Stack in with us. It is Stack Optical, 2233 South Monaco Parkway since 1968. They have been taking care of folks. And again, we've been using Alan here for a number of years. My wife, Victoria, just went over recently and got a new pair of glasses. And they do a great, great job. And Alan, I tell you, one thing I like about it is, I mean, this is really what you do, and I've just heard this from other people, so I'm not slamming other big box stores that have optical places, but, man, the training just does not scratch the surface, so to speak, of what Stack Optical offers.
Yeah, we're constantly learning. It's just, bringing up your wife, we did a custom shape on her.
Mm-hmm.
I do that a lot. Very few places can do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we look at a frame and they go, boy, that'd be really cool if it was a little bit deeper. Oh, no problem.
I know when she first told me that, I go, right. Well, I said, and I did. I said, only Alan can do that.
Yeah, wow. No, I can do custom shapes and that type of thing. That works out really well. And then the other thing we were talking about was computer glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was talking about that pilot glasses that I really like that are for shooters. Well, same thing with these computer glasses. Now I've got some lenses now that I can make it so the whole top is intermediate, a little bit of distance at the very top so you could tilt your head down and see who's walking in the room, but hold your head comfortably and see your screen, and then look down to read. And I have a couple different designs for that. So it all depends on what you need. Some people work with three screens.
Right.
You know, I can work with that.
That's a lot of wear on our eyes, isn't it? Somebody staring at a computer screen 13, 14 hours a day or something.
Yes. As a matter of fact, talking about contact lens wear,
mm-hmm.
You remember, I don't know, when you were wearing contacts when, like in the 90s, were you wearing contacts in the
90s? Yeah, I tried some then, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the biggest problem we had then was people were staring and not blinking. Well, if you don't blink, that's what dries out your eyes. You know, those contacts got to stay moist. So what do? They get it from your tears. Well, you're not pumping tears if you're staring all the time. So we used to put little sticky notes that says blink. Now I'm having people, now I'm getting back to what we're talking about computer glasses, is look in the distance. So look away. So you have a sticky note on your computer that says look away. So we are exercising our eyes, so we're not staying at one distance all the time.
Sure. Wow. All right. Now, Charlie actually brought up something during our break here about eye exam. We've talked about it before on previous shows, but yours is very thorough. I didn't even know this, but there are actual, I don't know, websites or apps you can use that supposedly do an eye test on your eye.
It's a refraction. There's a big difference between an eye test and a refraction.
Okay. Tell us about that.
Okay. So the refraction is just to get those numbers. So, you know, I tell people, you know, you need to come in early for an eye exam. Well, my prescription doesn't change. That's about 10% of it. The other 90% is the health of the eye. We need to look inside the eye. And that's what our doctor does. And that's how we diagnose stuff early. They don't do that on the internet.
No.
They're giving you numbers. The numbers is a small part of that eye exam. That's the refraction part.
Okay.
You want to make sure you come in for the medical part.
Right, right. Have you had people bring in prescriptions from somewhere and then you look at them and then maybe, how do you handle that? I mean, do you just make it off of what they brought you?
You have to, yeah.
No, okay.
They bring in a doctor's prescription. You fill it to the doctor's.
And then sometimes has there been a deal where wow. This is not right.
Yep, that happens.
Yeah.
And then, you know, now, just so you know, we guarantee other doctors' prescriptions. So if they have a problem, you can go back. If the doctor changes, it's not going to charge you, even if it's not from our doctor.
Okay, wow.
But one nice thing about our doctor, we get very few doctors' changes.
No.
He nails it pretty good.
Sure.
But no, that does happen.
Yeah. Once again, it's Stack Optical, 2233 South Monaco Parkway. And as I mentioned earlier, since 1968, they've been doing it. So, hey, maybe you've been neglecting your eyes and getting your eye exam. And maybe it's just time for some new glasses, maybe some new sunglasses and all the different tints and all the different things Alan can help you with. And he has a great staff there. They spend the necessary time with you to get you taken care of. Now, as far as the frames and stuff, let's go back to your shooting glasses mm-hmm. here a little bit. Kind of tell us about that, because what I was so surprised about this, the ease. I mean, because you can make it look easy because you handle it every day, but it really is easy switching out the lenses.
Yeah. Yes.
And I want to just talk about
it. It's very
that.
Intuitive. On these, I call it the Stack Sports Pack. Let's say you wanted to have your shooting glasses, but then you wanted a pair of driving glasses. So you can just pop out the lens. It takes a second mm-hmm. to pop out your lens. It's very intuitive how it goes back together. So you can have a couple different lenses with the same frame.
Yeah.
So that kind of cuts down on the cost.
It's so easy. Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned driving earlier. Boy, as we age, that is one thing that, boy, the glare gets you on the highway. And, I mean, I know people that just don't drive at night because, you know, just glare.
You know,
what's going to help them the most?
A lot of times, a good eye exam. Because people don't realize, you know, we start to get older and we've had perfect – the only thing I need is reading glasses. But I'm having a hard time at night and this kind of stuff. And they still are seeing 20/20, 20/25, but it turns out they have a little bit of a correction in their distance. That makes a huge difference at night.
Right.
You might not notice it during the day. So you might make yourself a pair of night driving glasses. Doesn't mean they're going to be yellow. A lot of times a yellow isn't a great way to go because it actually cuts down on the amount of light getting into the eye.
Sure.
But you might have a little astigmatism that you didn't realize. We correct that, put an anti-reflective coating on the lens, and all of a sudden, oh, wow, I can see at night.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a huge difference. So a lot of times it comes down to that eye exam.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you're having some problems with night driving, come in. Mm-hmm. It can also be a sign of early cataracts, you know, because the cataract is that lens inside the eye starts to yellow a little bit. It starts cutting out the amount of light getting into the eye. Hey, that hasn't been diagnosed.
Right.
Maybe that's why you're having problems. There could be so many different issues.
Mm-hmm.
But it all starts with a
good eye
inexpensive
exam.
Eye exam.
$69.
Right.
I mean, you've been that forever. How do you do that?
Well, my doc has been awesome.
Yeah.
You know, he's semi-retired and he just loves doing the eye exams.
Yeah.
And it's not with him. It's not about the money. It's just about the care.
Yeah, and boy, excellent care for sure. Last thing I want to bring up, I just thought about this. I had a friend I met with the other day, and we were kind of talking about contact in one eye. And he goes, "Yeah," he goes, "that didn't work for me." He goes, "But I'm thinking about getting that surgery. We're just one eye, you know, can help me with breathing."
I'm just uncomfortable. And about
no, that's
doing
what
surgery
I told
on a perfectly healthy eye.
I said, there's no guarantee with surgery and with glasses. They can continue to work things and change things, whatever,
right,
to help
you.
Yeah,
once you start cutting on the eye, that's it.
So I'm just not a big fan of that.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, and if you do decide to do it, make sure you've got a good doctor.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, once again, repairs Alan can handle. If you just need a new set of glasses, hey, as I mentioned earlier, and if you've got a difficult prescription and maybe you just gave up, no one could help you with it. Get by and see Alan. It is Stack Optical, 2233 South Monaco Parkway. The number is 303-321-1578. It is stackoptical.com, a great website. You can go on there and look at all the different things. And Alan, hey, last thing, my second last thing, your reviews, man. I'm telling you, when people take the time today to talk about how someone took care of them, that's extra special because everybody's just busy. But, man, you've got a ton of great reviews.
Yeah. My clients have just been awesome when they come in. And, you know, it's something to keep in mind. You know, let's say you've got a screw that's missing or a nose pad that's missing. Come in. We'll take care of it. We don't charge you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll see that on the Google reviews.
Right. You know. Yeah. And super easy parking, hey, right there at Monaco and Evans, just pull right up and just a few feet to the front door, so that's super easy as well. 2233 South Monaco Parkway, 303-321-1578. Alan, always good to see you,
Thank
sir.
Thank you, Scott.
We'll look forward to our visit next time. Thanks for being with us today for Haystack Help Radio. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.